Theresa May's decision to resign as British Prime Minister has opened up the battle for the next leader of the Conservative Party. At the moment, eight candidates have announced they'll stand for leader once Theresa May steps down on the 7th of June. Leading the race is former Foreign Minister and Brexiteer Boris Johnson, up against fellow architect of the Leave campaign, Michael Gove. But solving the Brexit riddle will be as big a challenge for the next PM as it was for Theresa May. Stephen Fielding is a British politics professor at the University of Nottingham. Stephen, welcome back to RN Breakfast.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Boris Johnson, well, he was quick to throw his hat in the ring to be the next Prime Minister. What do you think, now there's a field of eight, what do you think Boris Johnson's chances are of succeeding Theresa May?
Right, well, we've kind of been here before, 3 years ago. When David Cameron stood down as Prime Minister after the referendum result, Boris Johnson was everybody's favourite. And then he was stabbed in the back by his great ally, Michael Gove, who is also in the race, like you've said. So he is generally the favourite. He's got most, I think, MPs have publicly declared for him, and he is definitely a favourite amongst the members. So it's kind of his to lose. But like I say, 3 years ago, it was his to lose, and he lost it because there are still questions about Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson has positioned himself as being an arch Brexiteer, but actually quite a lot of the Brexiteers don't really trust him because he was kind of late to the party in the referendum campaign. And It's his to lose, but there are still question marks about him.
If it wasn't him, there's Dominic Raab, there's Rory Stewart, there's Jeremy Hunt, there's Andrea Leadsom. There must be three others whose names I don't bring to can't bring to hand. I mean, who amongst them would be the likely winner if it's not Boris Johnson? And who amongst them is not a Brexiteer?
Oh, they're all Brexiteers now.
They're all Brexiteers.
They're all Brexiteers now. Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, there are two stages to the process of electing a Tory leader these days. The first is that, like you say, there's about eight that have declared, and there may be more. They have to get a certain number of nominations so that they become part of the contest. And then it's the responsibility of MPs, to consider MPs, to kind of whittle down however many there are in the field down to just two. And then once those two have been decided, then they go out to the membership. The membership decides, they vote on it. And there's about 140,000 of them. Now, last time, 3 years ago, the MPs got it down to Theresa May and Andrea Leadsom. Andrea Leadsom is one of the candidates in the race. And unfortunately, Andrea Leadsom said some unfortunate things and then she withdrew. And that just left Theresa May. So it didn't go to the members in the end. But that's what should happen. So in the first stage, MPs have to decide. And of course, they know these people better than anybody. Most Conservative MPs are arch Brexiteers. I mean, some are extreme Brexiteers. Some actually will be happy to accept a no deal. But they're kind of a minority in the parliamentary party. There's one or two Remainers, a few of those left to join Change UK a couple of months ago. But they're not really of any great significance. And then there's a big body in the middle who are willing to accept some kind of Brexit. I mean, a majority of them did, in fact, vote for Theresa May's deal, just not enough of them. So they want some kind of Brexit that will, a kind of a soft to medium, medium Brexit, but not a no deal. They're not really keen on a no deal. But the thing is, once you've got those two candidates, whoever they may be, down to that number to go to the members, the members are two-thirds of them, at least, are in favour of a no deal. They're willing to accept a no deal. So it's difficult for anybody who wants to ultimately win the support of the members not to be Brexiteer. They're all that. And quite a few of them, I mean, well, Boris Johnson, certainly, Dominic Raab as well, have basically declared that they're willing to have a no deal.
In fact, they say that you must have one. If that's the only chance, there's no point in an extension. They don't want an extension from the October 31st deadline. It's sort of no deal or nothing. That's all very well to talk like that, but the Parliament has voted against a no deal. So, I mean, can the Prime Minister do this without the imprimatur of the Parliament?
Well, yes, because the legislation, the Article 50 legislation that was passed, is that if there is no, by the time you leave, and of course there has been an extension to that, that's why Britain hasn't already left, the EU has happily extended that date. So if nothing has happened by the 31st of October, if the Prime Minister doesn't ask for an extension and if the EU doesn't grant one, then Britain leaves. I mean, the whole problem for Theresa May, her downfall, was that she couldn't get Parliament to accept a deal of any sort. There are kind of lots of supporters of different kinds of Brexit, but there's not a majority for a particular kind of Brexit. When they had the opportunity to vote, MPs, a majority of MPs did in fact vote against having a no deal. But you can't, you have a no deal if you don't have a deal.
Okay.
It's kind of the default position.
So a number of the leadership contenders are basically saying Theresa May wasn't tough enough with Europe. To put it, Dominic Raab put it like this. He said that the negotiations with the EU had, the Britain had not been resolute enough. In other words, they're saying that she didn't call their bluff enough, I think is what they're saying. And I think that's Boris Johnson's position as well. So they're intimating they'll go back to the table with Europe and they'll threaten, we're going to have a no deal, and Europe will be so nervous and worried about that they'll cave. What do you think the chances of that are? That's basically summing up their position, isn't it?
Oh, no, it definitely is. I mean, you're absolutely right. That's been the arch Brexiteer argument with Theresa May, that what she needed to do was to threaten no deal, and that would somehow force the EU to give everything that they wanted.
Yes. Primarily, which is what? Primarily, what do they want?
What do the Brexiteers want?
Do they want Europe to cave in on?
Well, on the insistence of the backstop in Northern Ireland, that there be a border, there not be a border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland during the transition period, the withdrawal period that Britain has entered into, that Britain is not subject to any kind of regulations from the customs union. I mean, one of the arguments against the Theresa May deal was that Britain was kind of out of the customs union insofar as it didn't influence negotiations between the EU and, you know, countries like China, Australia, but was still subject to whatever those negotiations were. So it was like the worst of both worlds. You might as well be in the EU in that instance. And also there's an argument about the amount of money that Britain is due to pay the EU, you know, due to its commitments to various projects.
Okay. So, Stephen,
so that's kind of what they want.
Just finally and briefly, what are the odds, do you think, of this all ending up at some point with an early election?
I think the odds, well, yes, I think what will probably happen, although all kinds of possibilities are open, is that if you get a Boris Johnson or a Raab prime minister, they will go to Brussels, bang the table, say, you know, we'll leave unless you give us what we want. They won't get what they want, and Britain will leave, and they will then call an immediate election on the basis that we've delivered you Brexit.
Okay, before the ramifications of a no-deal Brexit play out, perhaps.
Absolutely. Yes.
Stephen Fielding, thank you very much for joining us.
Okay.
Stephen Fielding is a British politics professor at the University of Nottingham. Theresa May steps down as British Prime Minister on the 7th of June after doing a lot of hard yards and a lot of trips across the channel, but to not much avail, it would seem. And there's 8 people so far putting their hands up to be the next leader of the Conservative Party and therefore the next British Prime Minister.